Father, thank you for your presence.
天父，谢谢你的同在。
Let your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Tonight,
今天晚上
cause us to follow the Holy Spirit accurately.
求你让我们能够精准正确地来跟随圣灵。
So that your purpose will happen for each one of us.
好让你的目的能够行在我们每一个人的身上。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名,
I take authority over every evil power.
我以权柄胜过所有邪恶的权势。
Near the vicinity of this service tonight.
就是在我们今天晚上聚会的四围。
And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
我奉耶稣的名斥责你。
You will not hinder the work of God here tonight.
你们今天晚上没有办法拦阻神在这里的工作。
Jesus, we exalt you.
耶稣，我们尊崇你。
Amen.
Amen.
I feel touched in my heart to share something. I know we've a little different from the end times.
我今天心里有个感动，就是要跟大家分享一些东西，不是我先前所讲的有关末世的东西。
Tonight I'm supposed to talk about something that I think will help each one of you individually.
今天晚上我想要分享的，我想会对我们每一个人都很有帮助。
Let's turn to Revelation.Chapter 1.
请我们一起来看启示录第一章。
Let's just read verse 4.
启示录第一章第四节。约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会，但愿那从昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵。
This is very interesting that it says seven spirits.
这里讲的很有趣，讲到七灵。
Because we know in John chapter 4 verse 24.
因为我们知道在约翰福音四章二十四节
Jesus was speaking to the lady at the well. He said, God is spirit.
耶稣在对井边妇人讲话，他说神是灵。
He didn't say seven spirits. He said, God is spirit.
他没有说是哪一个灵，而是说神是灵。
And so this makes me think,What is this seven spirits?
所以这就让我来思索什么是七灵。
Let's go to chapter 3.
我们来看第三章。
Let's see. And let's read verse 1.
我们来读第一节。启示录第三章第一节，你要写给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。
Now we know in the language of the classical translation, the stars speaks of angels. Those are angels.
我们知道在古典的翻译里面讲到那个星，七星，星指的是天使。
But we see here again, it's talking about God who has the seven spirits.
这里我们又再次看到有神的七灵。
And they are called seven spirits of God.
又讲是神的七灵。
So now let's go to Revelation chapter 5.
我们再来看启示录第五章。
And let's read verse 6.
我们来读第六节，我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
This verse gives us a little more information, doesn't it?
这节经文给了我们更多的资讯。
Because John here, he has a vision of Jesus as the Lamb.
因为在这里，约翰他得到一个意象，就是看到耶稣是羔羊。
And he says the Lamb is standing.
他说呢，羔羊站立着。
With seven horns and seven eyes.
他有七角七眼。
This is a manifestation of Jesus.
这是耶稣的彰显。
I know that God is God. He can make himself appear however he wants to you.
神就是神，他可以以任何想要的方式向你显现。
He can appear to you as a cloud.
他可以如云彩般向你显现。
He can manifest himself to you as a spirit.
他也可以以灵的方式向你显现。
If God wants to,
如果神要的话，
He can sit on his throne and he could make himself look Chinese if he wants to.
神如果想要的话，他也可以坐在他的宝座上，然后看起来像是华人一样。
And we really don't know.
我们真的不知道。
But God may minister in heaven to all of the nations. He may change himself to look like a certain nation.
哦，神他有可能他在天上他也是在侍奉的，那有可能他会改变自己样子，看起来像是某一个国家的人。
And it could minister some joy to those who are of a certain race.
那他也可能向着某一种种族的人，就是他能够服侍，带出喜乐来。
Now, this thing about the seven eyes.
这里讲到七眼。
It says the seven eyes are the seven spirits of God.
这里讲到七眼就是神的七灵。
So these seven spirits of God are the eyes of Jesus.
所以这个七眼就是耶稣的眼睛。
Now, we have to remember, John is having a vision.
我们要记得约翰他是在异象中。
And I believe most of the time, Jesus will appear as Jesus.
我相信大部分的时候，耶稣显现的时候就是耶稣的样子。
With a head, two eyes, a nose, normal.
哦，他会是一般正常的样子，就是有头，然后有两只眼睛。
But for some reason, Jesus is appearing to John in this manner.
但是为了某种缘故，耶稣就以这样子的样子显现给约翰。
So he's trying to convey a message with this type of appearance.
他以这种样子显现是为了要传达一个信息。
Now let's go to Isaiah chapter 12.
我们一起来看以赛亚书第十二章。
And here, we're going to see a prophecy to Israel about the Messiah who's going to come to them.
这里我们会看到，就是将要显现给以色列人的弥赛亚。
Let's see. Yeah, let's go to 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
All right. And let's read... Let's read verses 1 and 2 for now.
好，我们先一起来看以赛亚书第十一章。
No, and three, sorry.
十一章第一到第三节，从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判不凭眼见，断是非也不凭耳闻。
Hmm. So this is why Israel is still so important.
这就是为什么以色列还是这么重要。
Because Jesus the Messiah should come from the lineage of the root of Jesse.
因为耶稣弥赛亚耶稣他要从耶西这个家谱诞生。
And David was the son of Jesse.
而大卫就是耶西的儿子。
And it's prophesied in the Old Testament that the Messiah will come from David, the lineage of David, from King David.
在旧约里面有预言，弥赛亚会从大卫的后裔产生。
And so when Gabriel came from heaven,
所以当加百列从天降下，
and he spoke a prophecy to Mary the virgin,
他对童女玛利亚发预言。
He also spoke to Zechariah the priest when he was in the temple praying.
当祭司撒加利亚在圣殿里祷告的时候，天使也对他说话。
And you remember that priest, he was struck mute.
大家记得后来那个撒加利亚就变成哑巴。
The message that Gabriel said.
加百列说的信息是。
That the child conceived from Mary,
玛利亚所怀的孩子
will sit on the throne of David.
会坐在大卫的宝座上。
So that's why Israel is still important today, because when Jesus comes, he won't just come as Jesus for the church, but for also to be the Messiah of Israel.
所以这就是为什么以色列还是很重要，因为当耶稣要来的时候，他不只是所有教会的主，而且他也会是坐在宝座上，是犹太人的主。
So in Revelation we saw the seven spirits of God.
所以在启示录里面，我们看到神的七灵。
So now, the last verse we read.Chapter 5, verse 6 said, The eyes of Jesus were the seven spirits of God.
在我们刚才念过启示录那个经文里面讲到说，神的眼就是耶稣的眼，就是他的有七眼，也就是神的七灵。
Now, this is very mysterious, and what man can explain the majesty of God?
哦，这个是非常奥秘的事情，人怎么样能够来解说上帝的威严呢？
So sometimes we as humans, we have to simplify it and say, we understand this as seven different manifestations of one God.
所以有时候我们身为人，我们就把它简化为说，这是神，一位神，他七种不同的彰显方式。
So God is spirit.
所以神是灵。
And there are seven specific manifestations of the Holy Spirit that are mentioned.
而他提到的，圣灵有七种特定的彰显。
So in verse 2, it says, The Spirit of the Lord will rest on this Jesus, this Messiah.
在这边，以赛亚书这经文的第二节说，耶和华的灵必住在这位弥赛亚的身上。
Then number two is the spirit of wisdom.
然后第二个就是智慧的灵。
Spirit of understanding.
然后和聪明的灵。
The spirit of counsel is four. Strength is five.
第四个是谋略的灵，第五个是能力的灵。
The spirit of knowledge is six, and the fear of the Lord is seven.
知识的灵是第六个，敬畏耶和华的灵是第七个。
Now,It doesn't mean the last one, it doesn't mean that Jesus will fear the Father. It doesn't mean that.
最后一个并不是说耶稣他会敬畏父神。
It means that a part of his teaching when he comes, he will manifest the teaching of the fear of the Lord.
这意思是当耶稣来的时候他彰显他会有带出这样的教导就是敬畏耶和华的教导
So now We have seven manifestations.
所以现在我们有七种彰显。
But what is the central thing that's mentioned? Yes.
但是这里提到的核心的是哪一个呢？
It has to be the first one, the Spirit of the Lord.
一定是第一个，就是耶和华的灵。
So the Spirit of God is central with other manifestations.
所以耶和华的灵是其他彰显的核心。
Now, a lot can be said about this, but I want to try and make this short so we could have some good ministry tonight.
这个要讲也可以讲很多，但是我会讲得很简短，好让我们今天能够有服事的时间。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
我们来看列王记上第十九章。
1 Kings chapter 19. Let's see here. Maybe it's 2 Kings. Let me see. No, it's 1 Kings. Yeah. 19. I'm looking for where... yeah, I'm here. So you remember Elijah, the prophet Elijah, had success defeating and killing the false prophets.
大家都知道，先知以利亚他很成功的杀死了那些假先知。
And called fire down from heaven.
哦，使得火从天降。
And then Jezebel was not happy at all about this.
然后耶洗别对这件事情就很不高兴。
So somehow she got a message to Prophet Elijah and said, "You're going to be just like one of those prophets you killed. I'm going to kill you by tomorrow."
所以耶洗别就找人带信给以利亚，跟他说，你就会跟那些你所杀掉的假先知一样，我明天要把你杀死。
So Elijah ran away.
所以以利亚就逃跑了。
And you will read in verses 5, 6, and 7 where he falls asleep.
所以我们会在第五节、第六节读到说他睡着了。
And an angel comes to him two times to wake him up and make him eat supernatural food and supernatural drink.
天使两次临到他，让他吃了超自然的食物，还有喝了超自然的水。
And the angel told him, "You need this for it'll help you for 40 days."
天使告诉他说，你需要这些东西，这样子能够帮助你四十天。
So now let's read verse 9.
我们来读第九节。他在那里进一个洞，就住在洞中。耶和华的话临到他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
So now he comes to a cave.
他进了一个洞里面。
And then the Spirit of God comes to him.
然后神的灵就在那个洞里面临到他。
And he said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
问他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
Now it's very interesting when God asks you a question.
当神问你一个问题的时候是很有趣的。
Because we have a tendency to think, God, you know everything. Why are you asking me?
因为我们有一种倾向认为神是无所不知的，那你干嘛还要问我呢？
Elijah was alone in a secret place.
以利亚他一个人躲在秘密的地方。
There are times when God wants us away from everybody, and He wants us to be alone.
有时候神要我们远离人群，独自一人。
And it's not always for you to be talking to Him.
哦，不是你一直在跟他说话。
We need to have time with God where we know to let him talk back to us.
我们需要跟神相处的时候，让神来跟我们说话。
We ask him questions.
我们
We should let him ask us questions.
我们会问神问题，那么我们也应该让神来问我们问题。
So now, why is God asking Elijah this question?
那么为什么神要问以利亚这个问题呢？
And why does God come to you and ask you a question?
为什么神临到你问你一个问题呢？
I'll tell you one thing that I think I've learned.
我要告诉你 我学会了一点。
I can interpret tongues. I know how to interpret tongues.
我可以翻方言。
I've been interpreting dreams for over 50 years. I can interpret dreams.
我也可以解异梦，我五十多年来我都解那个异梦。
When I minister to some of you tonight, I will look at you, I will see in the spirit, and I will try to interpret what God is showing me about you.
所以当我今天晚上服侍你的时候，我看着你，那我也会试着解释神让我看见有关你的事情。
So ministering in the spirit is seeing and interpreting the work of God.
所以在灵里的侍奉就是看见，然后来解释神的工作。
So here's the thing.
好，重点在这里。
Elias, you can interpret other things. Can you interpret yourself?
好，那你们会问以利亚牧师，你可以去解释其他东西，那你有没有办法解释你自己呢？
So he asked Elijah this question to see how Elijah would respond.
所以神就问以利亚这个问题，他要看以利亚会怎么样来回答。
He wanted to know.If Elijah could interpret himself, what was going on?
神要以利亚来解释他当时发生了什么事情。
So he gave God a response.
所以他就回答神了。
And we see it in verse 10.
我们看到在第十节。
Yeah.
第十节他说，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。
Now, when you do this study, we don't have time to do a complete Bible study, but God asked him twice, what are you doing here?
这里我们没有办法细讲，但是神在这里问了他两次，你在这里做什么？
One time before the manifestations that I think we should read it.
我想我们应该要来读一下。
Let's read verse 11 and 12.
我们来读第十一跟十二节。耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作。崩山碎石，耶和华却不在风中；风后地震，耶和华却不在其中；地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中；火后有微小的声音。
So we see different manifestations of God while Elijah is in the cave.
所以我们看到以利亚在洞里的时候，神有不同方式的彰显。
The last manifestation was the sound of a gentle.Blowing like a breeze.
他最后彰显的方式是一个微小的声音，有点像是一个微风一样。
So, let's read verse 13 because it's powerful.
我们来读第十三节，因为这是很强的一节。以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口。有声音向他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
So.If God asked Elijah the second time, maybe he wasn't impressed with his answer of the first time he asked Elijah.
如果神问他这个问题，你在这里做什么？问了两次，那么很可能是因为神对于以利亚第一次的回答他并不满意。
So now we have four manifestations. We have manifestations. We have wind breaking rocks.
所以我们这里有四种彰显。
We have earthquake.
有裂风，有崩山碎石，有地震。
We have fire.
还有火。
But the direction came from one manifestation. It was the voice in the wind.
但是神给他方向的那个是从在一个微小的声音里面。
So in our life,
所以在我们的生命中
，God can work through you with different manifestations.
神有可能用不同彰显的方式透过你来做工。
But there is a central manifestation.
但是有一个中心的彰显，就是核心的。
And to be effective in life, you must find what is that central anointing that you have.
如果你在你的生命中要有果效的话，那么你必须去发掘你核心的彰显是什么。
So let's read verse 13.
所以我们来读第十三节。以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口。有声音向他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
Something interesting to think about.
这里有一些很有趣的事情可以让我们来思索。
He put the mantle over his face.
哦，他用以利亚用外衣蒙上脸。
The anointing of God's voice,
神声音的恩膏
it went through the mantle into Elijah's ears.
就是穿过他的外衣，然后进到以利亚的耳朵。
And we read later that God gave Elijah instructions.
我们后来读到，神就指示以利亚。
Now here's something else interesting about God.
关于神还有另外一点也很有趣的。
Elijah was not feeling good.
以利亚他那个时候感觉不好。
When you study the story, he actually, oh God, I'm tired of being this prophetic stuff.
哦，其实你读这个故事你就知道，以利亚那时候在跟神说啊，神啊，我做这个先知已经厌倦了。
Just take my life. I'm ready to die. Enough.
哦，我已经受够了，你就把我的命给取走好了。
Elijah was not feeling good in this incident.
在发生这些事情的时候，以利亚他的感受很不好。
Now God is not a mean God.
神他不是一个很差劲的神。
But I see here a prophet who's not feeling good, and God gives him no.Comfort.
但是我在这里看到这位先知，他感觉不好，但是神却丝毫没有安慰他。
Oh, I want to die. They want to kill me.
哎，我想要死了，这些人想要杀我。
Yeah, yeah, okay. Anoint Hazael, anoint Jezu, and go anoint Elisha.
啊，但是神却跟他说：“好，你去膏那个耶户，然后又膏这个。”高以利沙
You give me instructions and no hug.
你给我下指令，你却没有给我一个拥抱吗？
Sometimes you get in a certain level where you walk with God and you walk like a soldier.
有时候你与神同心到达了某种程度的时候，你像是一个军人一般。
A soldier is different than a normal citizen.
军人跟一般的公民是不一样的。
The citizen doesn't go in the front line and go to battle.
一般的公民不会去前线打仗。
When a soldier is fighting, he has to use his weapon, and if his friend is killed next to him, he begins to cry, but he still has to fight.
如果一个军人在打仗的时候，他旁边的同伴死掉了，他会哭，但是他在哭的同时，他还是得拿起枪来打仗。
You don't always have to have complete inner healing to serve God.
你要侍奉神，不是一定要完全的得到内在医治才能够侍奉神。
That's a soldier.
这是军人。
A soldier is able to tell God, Your feelings are more important than my feelings.
军人就是要告诉神说，神啊，你的感受比我的感受要重要。
You can have a bad day.
可能你这一天很不好过。
And at night,
到晚上的时候
，you're trying to go to sleep, but you don't feel good.
你想要去睡觉，但是你感觉不好。
You might want to try it sometime and just say.
有时候你或许可以试试看，你就说
，Holy Spirit, I don't feel so good.
说圣灵啊，我觉得我感觉不太好。
How was your day?
那你这一天过得怎么样呢
？And he might begin to tell you something.
圣灵或许会开始跟你告诉你一些事情。
Well, there's more than 7 billion people in the world.
圣灵或许会跟你说，世界上有70多亿人。
If each person grieved me only once, I was grieved 7 billion times.
如果一个人他只让我忧伤难过一次的话，那么我一天当中我就难受了70亿次了。
I can't tell you what I saw happening to children today.
我没办法告诉你我今天看到孩子们遭遇的事情。
And all the evil that I had to watch.
还有那些我必须去看到的发生的邪恶的事情。
Then you begin to realize, you might say, "Forgive me, Holy Spirit, for being so selfish."
这个时候，你或许就会意识到，然后你就会跟圣灵说：“圣灵啊，求你赦免我，我是这么的自私。”
And you will begin to forget about your one pain.
你会开始忘掉你那一个痛苦。
And then you'll find yourself talking to the Holy Spirit.Is there something I can do for you?
然后你就会发现自己开始跟圣灵说，那有没有什么事情是我能够为你做的呢？
And he'll just say, No, I don't need a counselor.
圣灵会跟你说，不，我不需要有人来跟我协谈。
I don't need a psychiatrist.
我也不需要那些心理医师、精神医师。
I'm God. I can do it.
我是神，我可以做的。
And you have this deep relationship with the Holy Spirit like that.
你跟圣灵就有像这样子一个很深刻的关系。
And we learn not to always be so selfish about our own inconvenience and discomfort.
这样子我们就学会了不会总是那么自私，总是想到我们自己的不舒服还有不方便的事情。
So the central manifestation put Elijah.On the right path.
所以那个核心的彰显就使得以利亚又回到正路。
Now we're not going to get into any more of the story in the Bible. We're not going to read anymore.
圣经上这个讲的这个故事我们不会继续念。
But you'll find out that Elijah, he did not, for some reason, he did not do the order of God.
但是你会发现以利亚为了某种原因他并没有按照神的指令来做。
He didn't do Hazael and Jehu. First, he did number three. He anointed Elisha.
他没有去膏那个哈薛还有耶户，他首先去膏了以利沙。
I've studied and I see nowhere where Elijah anointed Hazael and Jehu. He didn't do it.
我在圣经里面没有看到以利亚他去膏哈薛跟耶户。
Elisha anointed Hazael and Jehu.
是以利沙去膏哈薛跟耶户的。
I see nowhere where Elijah.Told Elisha the instructions of God in the cave.
我在圣经没有看到以利亚曾经跟以利沙把神在这个洞中给以利亚的指示告诉以利沙。
So how did Elisha know about the instructions to anoint Hazael and Jehu. How did he know?
所以以利沙是怎么知道有这个指令要去膏哈薛跟耶户的呢？
You see, I'm a man who believes in supernatural impartation.
因为以利他是活在这个超自然的分赐当中。
The voice of God went through the mantle to his ears.
神的声音穿透了那个外衣，然后就进到他的耳朵。
The instructions remained in the mantle.
所以神给以利亚的那个指示，就因为是穿透了他的外衣，所以还停留在那个外衣的上面。
My body is tingling right now.
现在我的身体就觉得有一些颤动。
So you see, when we have, sometimes I have meetings where I anoint cloths.
有时候，我在有的聚会当中，我会膏抹那个手巾。
Last September, I was in LA. It took me more than 4 days, and I prayed and anointed 480 cloths.
我上次在洛杉矶爱修院带特会的时候，我有四天的时间就膏抹那个手巾，总共有。480条。
And what I do is I pray in tongues over every cloth.
我所做的事情就是我用方言祷告，为每一条手巾祷告。
And I know when I pray in tongues, I'm praying the purpose of God for whoever gets that cloth.
当我用方言祷告的时候，就是不管谁拿到了那条手巾
，they will get the exact proper anointed cloth for them.
他们会得着他们所需要的特定的那个恩膏。
You see, and we need to go deeper in learning about these things.
我们需要更深入的来学习这些事情。
Because you can put the cloth in your wallet to believe for your finances.
因为你也可以把这个手巾放在你的皮夹里面，来相信你自己在你自己的财务方面。
You could put it under the bed of your rebellious teenager to turn back to God.
你也可以把那膏抹过的手巾放在你的那个悖逆的青少年的孩子的枕头底下。
You can take it to the hospital and put it on someone's body for healing.
你也可以把那手巾带到医院，放在病人的身上，让他得医治。
But some people don't realize it. The anointing of instruction sometimes comes.
但是很多人不知道这个恩膏的指示有时候会来到。
And some people are not sure where to move to, where to go, what to do. But the cloth was prayed over in tongues. They put the cloth on them, and instructions for the will of God come to your mind.
有些人他可能不晓得他要去哪里，或者是搬家搬到哪里，但是呢，当他用那个被膏抹过的手巾，然后神就会把神自己的指示就会放到他的心思意念里。
So now let's think about Jesus.
所以我们来思索关于耶稣。
Jesus came and his ministry started when he was 30.Years old, so would they say?
耶稣的侍奉是从三十岁的时候开始。
Jesus had many manifestations.
耶稣有许多的彰显。
He saw Nathanael, had a word of knowledge.
他看到拿但业的时候，他就有知识的言语。
The Samaritan woman at the well, he told her, "You've had 5 husbands, and the one is not your husband now."
他看到撒玛利亚的井边妇人，就跟他说：“你有我曾经有五个丈夫，而你现在跟他在一起的，那不是你的丈夫。”他有知识的言语。
He walked on water.
他行在水面上。
He turned water into wine.
他使水变酒。
He multiplied bread and fish.
他使饼和鱼增加了好多倍。
He healed thousands and thousands of people.
他医好了千千万万的人。
But he knew his central mission was the cross.
但是他知道他核心的任务就是十字架。
That's why he was never distracted with people trying to make him king or big crowds and miracles. He knew much deeper inside he had to die on the cross.
虽然人们试着要他做王，也看到他行了很多的神迹，但是耶稣从来就没有被分心，因为他知道他最终的目的就是要上十字架。
This is why Jesus' ministry was so accurate.
这就是为什么耶稣的侍奉是这么的精准。
He kept his focus on the central thing that he had to do.
因为他把他的焦点一直放在他要做的事情的核心。
And thank God that he kept it central.
而感谢神，他把钉十字架看成是他使命的核心。
So now the Holy Spirit is going to help us tonight.
所以今天晚上圣灵会来帮助我们。
And he's going to help you to interpret yourself.
他要来帮助你来解释你自己。
What is the central main anointing in your life?
你生命中的主要的核心的恩膏是什么？
Are you spending enough time focusing on the central anointing, or are you distracted with other gifts that you have?
你是否花比较多的时间在你所有的那个核心的使命上，还是你花了很多时间在不同的恩赐上？
What is the thing that you do where you feel God's presence the most?
你做什么事情最能够让你感受到神的同在？
We need to find this out.
我们需要发现这个。
And this is what makes us effective Christians.
这样子就能够使我们成为有果效的基督徒。
We are all anointed. We all have an anointing.
我们都有被膏抹，我们都有恩膏。
But the way our life works better is when we spend most of our life doing the main anointing, then it overflows to the other manifestations.
但是如果我们能够把最多的时间花在那个我们主要有恩膏的事情，那么这个恩膏也会涌流满溢到其他的事情上。
God has blessed me. He's made me talented.
神他祝福了我，他让我是很有天赋的。
I do many things. I do many things well by His grace.
因着神的恩典，我做很多事情都做得很好。
I can play piano, guitar.
我可以弹弹钢琴，弹吉他。
I've been a worship leader.
我也曾经是敬拜的主领。
I was a pastor for 3 years in New York.
我也曾经在纽约牧会三年。
I can teach.
我可以教导。
I can preach.
我也可以讲道。
I did evangelism in the streets. I preach in the streets.
我也曾经做街头布道。
And you know, sometimes a gifted person, sometimes you can almost envy somebody who is less gifted.
你知道，有时候一个有天赋的人，你几乎会羡慕那个比较没有天赋的人。
Because all they can do is 2 or 3 things, and it's easy for them to find out God's will.
因为那比较没有天赋的人，他们能够做的就两三件事情，所以他们要发现神的旨意是什么就比较容易了。
We see some pastors like that.
我们看到有的牧师就是这样子。
They don't know anything about music. They don't lead music like Pastor Ted. All they want to do, counsel during the week.Preach Sunday morning, go to lunch. That's it.
哦，有的牧师不像黄牧师，他会带敬拜哦。那他只知道说在周间呢就是做协谈，然后主日的时候就讲道，然后完了吃中午饭，就这么简单。
And some of them are very anointed.
那他们有些人 也做得非常有恩膏。
That's their calling. And, you know, and God gives them a special voice, you know.When they preach, ooh, you want to listen.
Oh, 神也会给他们很特别的声音，他们讲到的时候，你就是想听。
There were times I thought I would be a street preacher the rest of my life.
我也曾经想过，我一生都会做街头布道。
I was a worship leader for about 30 years.
我做敬拜的主领也做了差不多三十年。
I was glad when God stopped me after 3 years for being a pastor because I knew in my heart I'm not supposed to be a pastor.
我做牧师做了三年以后神就让我停下来了我心里非常的高兴因为我知道我应该不是做牧师的。
So now, I'm sharing these things about my life to you because I feel the anointing so strong tonight.
我跟你分享我自己生命中的这些事情，因为我感觉到今天晚上的恩膏非常强。
That he's going to come on all of us.
神会临到我们每一个人。
With a new anointing of interpretation.
有一个新的解释的恩膏。
This gift of interpretation is to help you to interpret yourself.
这个解释的恩膏是帮助你去解释你自己。
You know, they even went to John the Baptist.
你知道施洗约翰。
Are you the prophet?
问说你是那位先知吗？
没有。
不是的啊。
And they asked him some questions who he was.
人们就会问一些问题，问说耶稣是谁。
And he didn't call himself a prophet.
那他没有自称为先知。
But after his death, some people, I think including Jesus, they said he was the greatest prophet.
不对不起，是施洗约翰，他没有自称为先知，但是他死后，耶稣说他是先知当中最大的。
How could others say that, and he didn't call him? He didn't know he was a prophet.
为什么施洗约翰没有自称为先知，但其他人却称他是先知呢？
That's good news for you.
这对你来说也是一个好消息。
You can actually be doing God's will, and you don't know what you are.
你有可能正在行神的旨意，但你却不知道你是谁。
I'm almost 72 years old, and I'm still not sure what Elias is.
我快要72岁了，但是我还是不确定这以利亚到底是谁，我自己是谁。
John the Baptist said.
施洗约翰说。
He went back like this. He said, "Well, what do I do?"
他说啊，我要做什么呢？
And he saw himself like this.
他看到他自己这个样子。
So he said, "Oh, I'm a voice."
他说好，我是个声音。
And where was he?
他在哪里？
Not at Starbucks. He was in the desert.
他没有在星巴克咖啡店他在旷野。
Okay, I'm a voice in the wilderness.
好，我是旷野的声音。
That was his interpretation of himself.
这是他对自己的解释。
So, I'll tell you a little secret.
我给你讲个小小的秘密。
But I'm sharing this to help you. Maybe some of you it will help you.
我跟你们分享这个是希望能够帮助你们当中一些人。
Tonight, if you ask me to play the piano,
如果今天晚上你要我弹钢琴的话
，I can get on it, and you will feel the anointing.
那我可以去弹，然后你也会感受到恩膏。
I can teach.
我也可以教导。
And I feel the anointing when I teach the Bible.
当我教导圣经的时候，我也感觉到恩膏。
But I found over the years,
但是我这么多年来我发现
when I finish the word, ministry of the word, I come down,
当我传讲完传讲神的话语结束之后我下来
to minister the spirit,
在圣灵里服事的时候
and when I do that, it feels better, than being up there.
当我这样做的时候，我的感觉比在台上要来得好。
I feel like I'm at home ministering the Spirit.
我就觉得我在圣灵里面服侍的时候很自在。
You know, when I do my silly things,
你知道有时候我做一些看起来好像很傻的事情，就是手这样子一挥。
Or when someone comes for prayer,
哦，有人，譬如说有人来要祷告的时候。
And I do this.
然后我会做这样的事情。
Where did I learn these silly things?
这些看起来很傻的事情，我是从哪里学来的呢？
So I had to make a decision.
所以我必须做一个决定。
In my heart, seeking God, in interpreting myself, I discovered my happiest place is when I see the Holy Spirit touching people.That's when I'm happy.
所以当我在神的面前去解释我自己的时候，我就发现，当我看到人们被圣灵触摸的时候，是我觉得最快乐的时候。
So this is central in my life, and I'm going to be doing this till I die.
所以这是我生命的核心，我相信我会一直这样做，直到死时。
If I stay obedient to God in this area, then my other manifestations will be good.
如果我在这方面顺服神的话，那么我在其他方面的彰显也会很好。
And this way, I know someone can say, "Okay, we Elias, we have a 10,000 member church. We want to give it to you. You'll make $2 million a year."
哦，可能有人跟我说，哦，我们有一个教，有一个一万人的教会，然后我们把这个交给你，你一年就可以赚100万。
No, thank you.
我说谢谢的不必了。
I'm close to God doing this.
当我在做这件事情的时候，我是很靠近神的。
So now, what is the thing that you do? What is it?
所以你做什么事情
？Where you feel God the closest?
你会感觉到神是跟你最靠近的。
Is it a prayer ministry?
是一个祷告的侍奉吗？
Is it when you play the keyboard or play an instrument and worship? Is that where it's strongest?
还是当你在弹奏乐器在敬拜的时候，那是最强的？
Is it when you just keep talking to people?
还是当你就是
about Jesus?
哦，就是一直跟别人讲耶稣。
Maybe you'll never be a famous evangelist, but you talk to people in stores and places, and you're an evangelist.
或许你永远不会是一个很有名的布道家，但是你就在商店，在各个地方，就是跟人们讲耶稣，你就是一个传福音的人。
Some of you, when you see me ministering in words of knowledge,
你们当中有些人看到我在服事的时候有知识的言语。
Now, not everybody's the same.
不是说每个人都一样。
But some people will say,
但是有些人会说
I feel God in what he's doing.
就是他在做这样牧师在做这件事情让我能够感受到神。
I can feel it. That's what I want.
我可以感受到那个，那个就是我想要的。
And some people might even say, I'm called to do something just like what he's doing.
有些人甚至有可能说，哎，神也呼召我要做跟他一样的事情。
And the anointing will come on you different than other people.
恩膏会临到你的身上，跟其他人不一样。
Holy Spirit, thank you, thank you, thank you.
圣灵，谢谢你。
Lord, just let the gift.Of self-interpretation just come on your people.
主让解释自己的这个恩膏就降在你百姓的身上。
Speak to us, Lord.
主对我们说话。
And just let your anointing just be so strong on us, Lord.
让你的恩膏就很强的临到我们身上。
Cause us to do exactly what you want us to do.
使我们能够照你要我们做的事情 来做。
Thank you, Lord.
主，谢谢你。
Now this lady here with the glasses.
方燕。
You can stay seated.
你可以坐着，没有关系啊。
While I was standing here.
当我站在这边。
And I was looking this way, this way, but I could see big letters, kindness.
我看到你这边，我这样到处看，我就看到你这边有一个 kindness， 就是你非常的仁慈。
Yes, God has made you a very kind person.
神让你成为一个很仁慈的人。
And something very powerful in your life that you don't think you're so important, but your kindness is so important. You touch so many people with just kind words. You've sent letters of kindness.You've given gifts of kindness.
你或许不觉得自己很重要，但是因为你的仁慈，你可能去送东西给人家，或者是写信啊，或者跟人家说话，你触摸到很多人的生命。
Yes. We thank you, Lord.Gosh, it feels good.
感觉很好。
These two here, stay seated. I'm not calling up people now.
你们就坐在那边哈。我现在没有叫人家出来，就是这两位。
We don't have to make a show, you know.
我们不必说要显在人前。
This is a very strong ministry that I'm looking at.
我看到你们有一个很强的侍奉。
You've been doing well, pleasing the Lord for many years.
你们讨主的喜悦已经做得好，已经很多年。
But I see God is this year He's about to open up something new.
但是我看到今年神会开启一些新的东西。
There's a new direction coming.
有新的方向要来。
And this new direction is going to touch quite a few people.
这个新的方向会触摸到很多人。
You're leaders in the body of Christ.
你们在基督的身体里面是领袖。
In the kingdom of God.
在神的国里。
And God has trained you both for so many years.
神训练你们两个人已经多年。
God has given you real wisdom.
神给你是很有智慧。
And you're not a man who's quick to follow other people.
你并不是会很快去跟随别人的人。
You have given your life to God.
你将你自己的生命献给神。
And God has trained you not to follow men, but Him alone.
神训练你不要跟随人，而是单单的跟随神。
And this is why you're a leader.
这就是为什么你是一个领袖。
And your leadership is going to touch many lives.
你的领导会触摸很多人的生命。
So there's a time you have.Passed the test of this season in God.
有一段时间，你已经在上帝的面前通过了考验。
And a new door is about to open for you.
有新的门将要为你敞开。
Now you, I look at you and I see your love for the fire of God.
我看着你，我看到你爱神的火。
And the Spirit of God.
还有神的灵。
You have held on to the truth that the Holy Spirit is powerful.
你持守住这个真理，就是知道圣灵是很有能力的。
And you have been saying for quite a time, the church needs the Holy Spirit.
你有好几次都说教会需要圣灵。
And you love the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You do.
你爱属灵的恩赐。
So you're going to see real soon the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit are just going to begin to flow in a new way in you.
不久之后你就会看到属灵的恩赐将会以一个新的方式涌流出来。
And many people will see it and they'll be touched by it.
很多人会看见，而且被这个给触摸到。
Don't worry about people who don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. You'll do fine.
不用担心那些不相信属灵恩赐的人，你没有问题的。
Gosh, I see so many people just sitting with God.
我看到很多人跟神坐在一起。
I want to come to these two guys back there. This one here, I saw the word brilliant.
Oh, 我看到就是说他非常聪明。
He is...Very brilliant mind, he's going to have a brilliant, successful life.
Oh, 他的头脑非常的好，所以他的人生会很成功。
He's going to be real sharp with computers, AI, and things like that. Very sharp.
Oh, 他在电脑啊，还有这个人工智能上，他是会非常聪明的。
And he will be successful. You're going to make good money.
你会很成功，然后会赚很多钱。
Success is your path.
成功是你的路。
And you're going to help a lot of people.
你会帮助很多人。
God's going to bless you in a way where you'll be able to bless other people.
神会祝福你，好让你能够去祝福其他人。
In the spirit, I see that you're not very expressive and talkative.You don't mind being a more quiet person.
在灵里面，我看到你并不是一个很喜欢表达、很爱讲话的人。你是比较安静的人。
But it's the way God made you, because you need to be that way to be focused on your call for God.
但是这是神造你的方式，这样子好让你能够专注在神给你的呼召。
Now the brother on your right.
你右边的这位弟兄
I see the word that I see on your life is God has made you a very stable person.
我看到神让你成为一个很稳定的人。
You like to see people not wavering in life.
你喜欢看到人们在人生中不动摇。
And God has given you a type of anointing to help people who are confused about life.
神给你一个恩膏，是让你去帮助那些在生活中非常的混乱的人。
And their lives are not stable.
就是他们的生活不稳定的。
So God has made you strong like a pillar.
所以神让你非常的刚强，就像是柱子一样。
And he's made you that way because you have to help many people to be like you, to find stability in life.
神造你是那个样子，因为你必须帮助别人，让别人能够也像你一样的稳定。
So you might not be a pastor of a big church, but you will pastor people as they know you. They will look to you.As a personal pastor,
你或许不是教会的牧师，但是你会牧养很多人，你会成为很多人个人的牧师。
God bless you. You know, the anointing is working, and I'm careful not to disturb him.
恩膏现在在运作，所以我要很小心不去打扰神。
Is it okay? Can I pray for you? Can you come? Because...I want to say that I feel humbled praying for this woman.
我要说，当我为这位姐妹祷告的时候，我觉得我自己也，我就觉得我要非常的谦卑。
Right now, she feels greater than me. That's what I feel.
我感觉她比我大。
Because she is specially chosen by God.
因为他是神特别拣选的。
She is like an international prophet to God's people.
他是神拣选，是对神的百姓是一个国际性的先知。
God has her in a waiting position.
Waiting.
神
让他摆在一个等待的位置。
She told God.
他跟神说。
I'm not going to go anywhere you don't tell me to go.
如果你没有跟我说，我不会去任何地方。
So right now she's just happy sitting when God says sit.
所以现在神跟她说你就坐在这里，她也就很高兴地坐着。
And she is just as happy not being busy for God and sitting. She's just as happy.
那他坐在那边没有很忙碌他也一样很高兴。
But keep waiting.
但是继续等待。
Because the doors are going to open for you.
因为门将会为你打开。
And you are going to teach and you're going to preach.
然后你将会教导，然后
讲道。And you will also prophesy because the spirit of prophecy is on you.
因为你也会发预言，因为预言的灵在你身上。
And I see groups of people just shaking under the power of God without you even touching them.
我看到很多群人，他们甚至在，就是你甚至没有碰他们，他们都会在那个神的面前呢颤抖。
And God is good. I see people; they will cry out to God under your ministry.
我看到人们会在你服事的时候跟神呼求。
And when you preach and teach, people will just cry out to God.
当你讲道的教导的时候，人们就会跟神呼求。
Your meetings will be interrupted by people crying out to God.
你带的聚会会因为人们跟神呼求而被打断。
And there will be so much noise that you won't be able to preach.
会有很多的很大的声音，让你甚至没有办法继续讲道下去。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Can I pray for you?
Rebecca.
Okay. You want more impartation.
你想要更多的那分赐。
Lord, bless her.
祝你祝福她。
Can I pray for you? You've been going through some difficult things in your life recently.
最近你的生活中经历一些困难的事情。
But you're a servant of God.
但是你是上帝的仆人。
In the spirit, I see how Satan has tried to hold you back.
在灵里面，我看到撒旦是怎么样试着要来拦阻你。
He has even tried to hurt you.
他甚至试着要伤害你。
And I just want to say, I agree with you. I can sense that you have forgiven.Whoever it is that's been hurting you,
我可以感受到你已经饶恕了那些伤害你的人。
So Lord, we forgive them.
所以主啊，我们饶恕他们。
I'm sorry for what you went through.
对不起，你经历了这些事情。
All of us here, we're sorry it happened.
我们这里所有的人都因着。都很抱歉，你发生了这样子事情。
It's difficult, I know.
我知道那个很艰难。
But tonight, God brought you here.
但是今天晚上，神把你带来这里。
To touch you with His love.
要用他的爱来触摸你。
When, you know, when we open our hearts to love someone else.
你知道，当我们把自己的心敞开去爱一个人。
They're supposed to love you back.
他们应该是能够用爱来回应你。
But hurt is not love.
但是伤害并不是爱。
So God comfort you now.
所以现在上帝来安慰你。
And the Holy Spirit's coming on you.
圣灵降在你的身上。
And He's blessing you.
他在祝福你。
And tonight is a turnaround.
今天晚上是一个。牛翻转的时刻。
You've had many days recently with tears at night.
最近你有很多很多时候都是晚上都在流泪。
Recently was the Chinese New Year, is that right?
前不久是我们的中国新年，对。
I see you when everyone else said Happy New Year, you said no, it's not a Happy New Year.
我看到当大家都在说新年快乐的时候，你说不，这不是一个快乐的新年。
But now with Jesus,
但是现在跟耶稣在一起。
You and Jesus,
你跟耶稣。
He's helping you through all of this.
他在帮助你经过这一切。
Tonight it changes.
今天晚上就改变了。
I bless you.
祝福你。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵，
This is my sister,
这是我的姐妹。
And I ask you to bless her now.
我求你现在就祝福她。
I rebuke all the attacks of the devil.
我斥责魔鬼所有的攻击。
Leave my sister alone.
放开我的姐妹。
Peace.
平安。
Good. I know you're feeling the power of God, and you're shaking, and that's good.
我知道你感受到神的能力，你有一点在发抖，这是好的。
You can go sit down.
好，你可以回到位置上。
It's better for you to be with God than me.
哦，你跟神在一起比跟我在一起好。
Can I pray for you? Don't worry about not being sure.
不要担心不确定。
What to do for God?
不要担心不确定为神做什么。
Right now, where you are, God has you exactly where He wants you.
你现在所在的位置就是神要你做的。
You're not missing God.
你并没有错过神。
You're fine. It's okay. God has just so many good things for you in your life.
神给你的生命中有很多好的东西。
This is a year of blessing for you. You're going to be blessed.
对你来说，这是一个祝福的一年，你会蒙祝福。
Feel the Holy Spirit saying, "In quietness, this scripture is strength."
有一个经文就讲到说，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
In general, your quiet spirit is strength with God.
所以你那个安静的时候，就是你在神面前的力量。
Holy Spirit bless her.
圣灵祝福他。
God bless your ministry.
神祝福你的侍奉。
Why is this important?
为什么这个很重要?
Once you feel the moving of the Holy Spirit,
一旦你感受到圣灵的运行,
when you are ministering,
当你在服事的时候,
to others, then you can see and feel the moving of the Holy Spirit.
当你在服事别人的时候, 你可以感受到圣灵的运行。
So the next time she ministers to people, that same anointing,is going to be on her.
所以当下一次梁叔要服侍别人的时候，同样的恩膏也会在你的身上。
This is a man of God.
哦，这是一位属神的人。
Ministry of miracles here.
啊，这里就是就是神迹的侍奉。
Yeah, they're going to minister miracles.
他们将会行神迹。神会教这个姐妹怎么样发预言。他会有特别的侍奉。 他们是在神的国里面是很忠心的仆人。
And so anointed.
而且是非常有恩膏的。
Your ministry, I see the anointing on both of them in a special way.
我看到他们两位身上有很特殊的恩膏。
Before I do anything, they're already feeling the anointing. They love the anointing.
我还没有做任何事情，他们早就已经感受到了他们喜欢这恩膏。
Both of you are going to minister the anointing like this to many people.
你们两个都会就是像这样子的恩膏服侍，会服侍很多人。
Many people will be touched by the anointing.
很多人会被恩膏触摸到。
This is anointed ministry.
这是被膏抹的侍奉。
Thank you, Pastor Tim. Good to feel the Holy Spirit.
哦，感受到圣灵是很好的。
People who teach you that you shouldn't feel God, it's not good.
哦，有的人教导说你不应该要感受神，这是不，这样子是不对的。
It's good to feel God.
感受神是好的。
God bless you so much. Lord, bless my brother.
祝你祝福我的弟兄。
Just let your Holy Spirit just bless him, Lord.
让你的圣灵就祝福他。
Show him what you want him to do.
跟他显明你要他做什么。
Guide his life to prosperity and success.
引导他的生活，让他能够兴盛成功。
Jesus' name.God bless this. Bless them, Lord. Bless the Holy Spirit. Bless the Holy Spirit. Peace, peace. Peace. I see many young people being touched by these two.
现在为 Tony Casey 祷告说看到看到很多年轻人被他们两个 所触摸到。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
谢谢。So the decision that I made to serve God like this,
我过去做了这样的决定，以这种方式来侍奉神。
I knew in advance,
我预先就知道
that I would be open to criticism,
就是这样子很容易招致批评。
Because sometimes I do strange things.
因为有时候我会做一些奇怪的事。
But in my heart,
但是在我的内心
it is always for people to get closer to God.
我的内心总是渴望人们更加靠近神。
So when I do something strange, it's
所以当我做一些奇怪的事情
it's only because I feel God wants me to do it.
只因为我感觉神要我这样做。
This kind of ministry, it's not easy.
这种侍奉不容易。
But it's how God made me.
神，但神造我就是这样子。
I don't recommend it for everybody.
我不，推荐每个人这样子。
But that's who I am.
但是我是这样子的。
As long as you are blessed by God,
只要你被神祝福了
I will do almost anything for you to be blessed by God. That's all I care, you to be blessed.
我所最在乎的就是你被神祝福，不管我做什 哦，我请大家向神举起手来。
Father,
父神
，We ask you for the gift of self-interpretation.
我们跟你求那个解释自己的恩赐。
Each one of us, we want to know how to interpret ourselves.
我们每一个人都想要知道怎么样解释自己。
We want to see ourselves the way you want to, for us to see ourselves.
我们想要看自己如你所看我们的一样。
Open our ears to hear what you want us to hear.
求你开我们的耳，让我们听到你要我们听的。
Open our eyes to see what you want us to see.
求你开我们的眼，让我们看到你要我们看的。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
That's God's work for tonight. God bless you.
神今天晚上的工作，神祝福大家。
Sleep good, and many of you will have dreams tonight.
啊，晚上好好睡觉。你们当中有很多人今天晚上会做梦。
谢谢，谢谢。No questions.